Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to our show. This is Lady Carolyn here with Minister Elder-elect Clayton Evans, and we're going to be speaking with you today on our on our show about love, the Love Walk Ministries. Today's topic is the lesson is always love. And at this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Clayton to pray us in.
Thank you, Lady Carolyn. Father God, we thank you for this privilege and opportunity to come before your throne right now. Father God, we thank you for this season, Father God, this weekend, Father God, where you just allow us to have the privilege, Father God, to be able to come to your Son, our risen Savior, and be able to come to him, Father God, and knowing that your kingdom began, Father God, when he rose from the dead, Father God. So we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And now that we ask that his presence be with us, Father God, for your word declares that if two or three are gathered together in his name, that he will be in our midst, Father God. So we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And we do this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. And today we're coming to you talking about love and what a befitting topic, especially on a weekend such as this.
Yes,
and we're real grateful to be able to be on this journey. We're part of Love Walk International Ministries Incorporated, and we're very grateful to have the opportunity to be able to bring you a word.
Amen.
A word that's definitely close to our hearts, and that word is love, because God is love. And we're going to be coming out of 1 Corinthians 13, 4, and we're going to read a little bit from the Message Bible. We're coming out of 1 Corinthians 13, 4, but we're going to start with verse 3, and it's going to go through verse 7. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up, cares more for others than self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swell head, doesn't force itself on others. Is it always me first? Doesn't fly off the handle? Doesn't keep score of the sins of others? Doesn't revel when others grovel? Takes pleasure in the flowering of truth? Puts up with anything? Trust God always? Always looks for the best? Never looks back, but keeps going to the end? Amen. And today we're just going to talk a little bit about how important love is. And the lesson is always love is the topic. And the reason the lesson is always love, because no matter what it is that we're going through, no matter what the situation or circumstances is, the lesson is always love. It's God's way of showing us that if we can resort back to identifying with what love is, then we can get to the solution. Because God is love, and he is the solution to every problem, right?
That's right.
And learning how to operate in love can help us to overcome all things, no matter what it is that we're going through. If we can operate in love, it's amazing how when you just know that you have that love in your life, you know, that goodness, that wholeness, that feeling of security, then it just don't matter what it is, it just never seems that bad, right?
That's right. Lady Carolyn, and also, you know, even with our flaws, you know, it's amazing to know that, you know, God loves us regardless.
Yeah.
You know, once we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, that that every little flaw that we have, it really does matter to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he is perfect, and once we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, then that perfect love that he has is embodied in us. So in order for us to love one another, as the scriptures say we should love one another, by having Christ in us, we have that ability and that grace to be able to love, even with our flaws. So it's important that we understand what love is, but it's also important for us to understand what love is not.
Amen.
Because if we can understand what love is not, then we can understand what not to do as we deal with one another on an individual and daily basis. You can get into the scriptures and just kind of get a feel of what is not.
On here it says that love never gives up, never giving up. I was fortunate enough for earlier this week, a lot of marriages are under attack, a lot of relationships are under attack, These are the last days. And, one of the things that we fail to realize that marriage is a covenant with God, It doesn't matter how our flesh feels. We still have to go back and be reminded that those vows we took, God said that it's better not to make a promise, than to make one and not be able to keep it, And when we go in there and, we all happy, I remember Bishop Blue was talking about how we looking at each other with those googly eyes, talking about how much we love each other and how much we do, And love never gives up. We got to be reminded of those vows, because it says in sickness and in health, till death do us part, And all sickness ain't physical, And we need to be able to understand that when somebody is going through something, consider their process and be reminded that those vows mean that we shouldn't give up on that person because they're going through something or they're acting a certain kind of way, And I think that, the strength that has come about in our love has been because we've been able to persevere through,
That's right.
And even when we wanted to give up, love didn't give up on us.
Well, we have to look at it from God's perspective, regardless of what we did, what we were doing, how we did it, how long we did it,
yes.
He still loved us. And in our humanity, it's hard to really to do that because we have feelings and emotions, just by living in this culture and society that we live in, retaliation is just a part of once somebody's offended, it's an honest reaction to the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But when we allow our spirit man to guide us, and this is in Christ, we can't do this without him.
Amen.
Because he is love.
Right.
So once we take on his nature, then we can overcome those feelings of being offended and things of that nature so that we can let the love of God flow from heart to heart. But if you don't know the creator of love, because he is love, he is the essence of love. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, so that we could have life and have life more abundantly. So once we come to have that and to even expound on that even more, it has to be a mindset. The mind has to be renewed in order for us to be able to have the understanding of, the wisdom to know how to deal with being offended or being hurt by someone, Because most of the time, what we think is love is really not love.
Amen. Amen. Come on.
So we got to come to understand, first of all, what love is.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look for being rude or being unkind or being selfish or anything of that nature. We have to put that other person first.
Mm-hmm.
Love is a giving thing. It's not
selfish.
Selfish. It's not really an emotion. It's more or less an action. It's how we act toward those that even the Bible tells us, that we to pray for those that despitefully misuse us. If you can pray and love your enemy, pray for and love your enemy, then you've overcome a lot,
you know,
right off the bat. So to be able to operate, and I love that word, operate in love, because that means that you have to do something. You know, there's a series of actions that have to be taken in order for you to operate in the agape love of God.
Right.
You know, it's not magic or anything like that, but it is powerful. You know, it's a powerful force in this earth that, you know, once we learn how to operate in it, it really changes the dynamics in our relationships with one another.
Mm-hmm. And I like the way that you were talking about how, you know, it's not until we actually, you know, get to know God and who he is, and, you know, and another thing I want to add to that, you know, was being obedient to his word.
Amen.
You know, because because when we were suffering, going through what we went through in our marriage, and, you know, and all the long-suffering things that we brought upon ourselves, you know, it wasn't that we didn't know God, that we was not obedient to his word. You know, when God said that he wanted us to love one another, he didn't just leave it at that. He said, like, he loved us, you know, and we weren't able to do that, you know. And like you say, being able to operate in the word, you know, being under that direction, you know, those good orderly direction that God give us, because he tells us exactly what it is that we need to do. You know, when we go back to the word, you know, I was looking at this again, and, you know, it's from the NIV version, you know, and it talks about love is patient, you know, patient. You know, patience is something that a whole lot of people don't have.
Especially
or don't operate in it, you know. Yes, you know, and learning how to understand that, you know, being patient means that whatever it is that I'm waiting on to happen, you know, I don't need to add any fuel to that. You know, I don't need to put my own disposition in there. You know, I don't need to mumble, grumble, and complain while I'm waiting. You know, and a lot of times, you know, in our relationship, and not earlier in our relationship, you know, I was looking at, I wanted all these different things to happen for us, but I always put me in there, you know. You know, I always showed up before God, you know. Wouldn't let him show up for me, you know, because in order for me to have a God in my life, I got to clock out and let him clock in.
So, act of submission.
There's a big act of submission, you know, and being able to submit to what it is that he wants me to do, you know, because the word said that we submit to God and then the enemy will flee, you know.
And then we submit to
God. Right, exactly.
You know, it's not just the wife submitting to the husband, but the husband also has to submit to the wife.
Exactly.
You know, to me, that's evenly yoked.
Yes, and it set things in order. I believe that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, you know, grateful that, you know, God has shown us some of those ways and things that we have done, you know, that had nothing to do with love, you know. Because learning how to be patient with one another, and love is kind, learning how to be kind to one another, you know, and to be able to understand that when I can't do it, I can always call on my Father for help, you know, because great is he that's in me. But I need to pull that greatness up, you know, and identify that that's who I'm calling on instead of calling on my flesh, because any time that I rely on me, I'm getting ready to mess something up, you know.
And, well, I want to just address a little bit and go back to that long suffering you had mentioned earlier. Okay. You know, that's also key in the relationship of love, because a lot of times we don't want to have that feeling of suffering for something to be so, you know. But it's a real valid part of that love relationship, you know. Think how long God suffered with us when we were going through what we went through, before we had a better understanding and knowledge of who he is in our lives, you know. So along with that patience, there's going to be some suffering involved, you know, because Jesus suffered for us. You know, for us to have that freedom to be free from sin, you know, and be pardoned from those things that kept us bound in that prison, you know. So suffering, even the word, you know, it just does something to you, you know, mm-hmm. when you hear it. But at the same time, though, you know, it doesn't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be long.
Yeah, and you know, and that was a revelation that I had got about that, you know, in my studies. And, you know, like you said, we can identify with the word suffering. And nobody wants to suffer,
nobody wants to suffer.
And when we look at the word long, what's the time limit on that? We don't know, you know. But I looked up the word suffer, and to suffer also means to permit, you know. So I got to still allow some things to happen in my life over a period of time, you know, because that's what love is. You know, that part of that learning process that we get, it takes that long suffering, you know, that submission, because that's what that permit is, permission, submission. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to be able to say, okay, God, this is what I'm going through. I don't understand it right now, but you said, and I'm going to stand on your word, that you're going to make everything work out for my good.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go through this, you know. And the same thing with love is patience. You know, that's what it's talking about. You know, can you withstand it? You know, when he ain't coming home, you know, can you still stand on the same principles of love when you don't know where he at? You know, can you still stand on the same principles of love, you know, when the check's short? You know, and you know when he left out of here, it shouldn't be short when he come back, you know. Can you stand on those same principles, you know, because that's part of the long suffering. This is the time that it's going to take, you know, because what we're talking about is actually perfecting the love walk. So when we're talking about walking in that love and that perfecting and perfecting it, being able to perfect it, we got to go through some stuff to get to the other side and understand where I'm going.
Right.
Why?
And I think the key is, too, you know, is going through it together.
Exactly.
You know, knowing that, you know, a part is any separation is division.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and the scripture tells us, you know, how can two agree and not agree and walk together?
Walk together,
you know?
That's right.
So in order to make it, and that doesn't mean we're going to agree with everything all the time, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we always find that love and compromise in order to make it work, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is that we're trying to accomplish in the relationship together.
Right.
I thank God that over the years that we've been together that, you know, we have come to that place where we can disagree on things and still be able to move forward. And when it used to be a stumbling block for us,
right.
you know, certain issues would come up. And, you know, because sometimes, unbeknownst to one another, we might have some behaviors, some old behavior pop up that we're not even aware of. And you might pick up on it and make you feel a certain kind of way,
mm-hmm.
which I don't understand. You know, what did I do?
Right.
You know, but by us communicating with one another and talking to each other with kindness mm-hmm. and love, that we can get to the root of whatever the problem may be without it blowing up into something, you know, that maybe in the past would cause us to have strife,
mm-hmm.
you know, and division in the house. So it's a good thing to be able to have that peace, you know, it passes all understanding, and be able to come together and discuss whatever the problem is, you know, and work through it.
Because you made a valid point, you know, it's the coming together with loving and kindness that definitely does make it work, because communication without loving and kindness, you know, it's hostility.
It's an argument.
You know, it's an argument. What you call it, intense fellowship. Yeah. And it's usually 2 in 10, you know. And I know that, you know, that was one thing, and you helped me with that a lot. You know, you helped teach me, you know, about how to talk to people. You know, sometimes in relationship books, they talk about fighting fair. You know, we have to learn how to fight fair. You know, every fight don't have to have a knife in it or a gun in it, you know. We don't have to bring the machete, you know, chop off heads. We ain't got to leave the room looking like a crime scene, you know. So you know, we ain't got to have the yellow tape up, you know. So, you know, learning how to be able to understand that just because there is disagreement or misunderstanding.
But I was just saying, you know, it's just a joy because if you were saying that, I was thinking back on some of the things that we did go through, especially when you said it, because ours used to be tore up.
Yeah.
I mean, I just thank God for what he has brought us through this ministry. It's such a different, it's such a different atmosphere. It's such a different relationship. It's such a different place for us, you know, as husband and wife. And I'm so thankful, you know, that, you know, God has given us this ministry and the tools to really not just for us to work with, share with other people.
Amen.
So they can know this peace, you know, because marriage is a beautiful thing.
It really is.
And it's gotten such a bad rap. Even the word love has gotten such a bad rap because people throw it around as a bargaining chip, you know, or something that they want to try to manipulate others with.
Right.
You know. But true love is something that comes from God himself because that's who he is. And once we come to understand what he is, who he is, and how much he loves us, because first of all, we have to receive his love in order to give him.
Amen.
You can't give something you don't have. So if you don't have the love of God in you, you really can't share that love.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so right. And I'm really grateful that, you know, like when we started out, you know, we were talking about, you know, all the things that love is not, you know, and that's the route that God took us. You know, he started showing us, you know, this is not love. This is not love. That's not love. You know, the tone of your voice, ain't no love in that. There's no love whatsoever in what you said. There's no love in how you said it. There's no love in what you're doing. There's no love in how you're doing it. You know, and it's a big lesson. And like you said, you know, I also feel so grateful to be able to have the opportunity to share with others about this because I really, you know, don't want anybody to have to suffer as long as we did in a relationship, you know, with information. You know, because they say when you know better, you do better, but with the information that we have, if we don't use the information, it's still useless. You know, there's no change, you know, going to come about just because we know the information. We got to operate, in the information.
It has to be applied.
And it's got to be applied daily, you know, like you was teaching me, you know, how we get up and love each other on purpose. You know, just because we had a good day yesterday, that day is gone.
Brand new day.
You know, I still got to wake up in the morning with a renewing of my mind.
Right.
You know,
new grace, new mercy. You know, freely from God.
Exactly. And so, we got to be the same, just as freely with that grace and mercy with each other.
And make a conscious decision of what you're going to do with it. Starts with just knowing that it's a day the Lord has made, you know, being glad, you know, and joyful in that day, you know, and sharing that joy, you know, exhibiting that joy when you get up in the morning, you know, because you don't get up in the morning hating.
Right.
You know.
Like we used to get up in the morning, don't speak, walk by somebody. Well, Cat Williams said, you hate no bacon. You know, it's too early, you know. When you start your day out like that, you know, the enemy becomes so pleased and he starts adding other stuff to your life, you know, to make sure that you stay right there in that midst of space, you know. But when we come back up under that submission to God, you know, have those, you know, that's what I do. I'll be like,
grateful for the day.
Yeah, you
know, I love it because you tell me, you know, when you wake up in the morning, that most of your morning there was conversation with God.
Amen.
And that's a blessing.
It really is.
I woke up the other morning. I meant to share this with you about how he was speaking to me about it seemed like he was saying about an attack, but how he has given us a new anointing to deal with the things that are about to come up on us. And I meant to share that with you. But it's a beautiful thing to know that, you know, that God talks to us like,
and we listen.
We have to. We have to listen because he is the author and the finisher of our faith, you know, our faith. And it's so important that we know, learn, and understand how to operate. Love is
everything.
You know, and we might have our moments sometime, but, you know, as long as we know how to go and repent, you know, and get back in right standing with him, you know, and understand that we are the righteousness of God and that his love is what helps us make it through every waking moment of the day. It's all about him, you know. And if we operate in that love with one another, then we show the world that, you know, it's just like letting that light shine, you know. It ain't about being perfect. Because you got the perfect one in you, you're going to be all right anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So the thing of it is just staying grounded in the Word, operating in that love on a daily basis, knowing how to get up when you fall down, you know, and let that person know, if I feel you, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please forgive me. And move forward. So it's such a different being able to sit and talk and have a real conversation, you know, knowing that it's heartfelt, you know, there's nothing superficial about it. I don't have to put on no airs or anything. I'm comfortable in my own skin, knowing that I am his and he is mine, and we belong to each other. So it's the love walk is a walk that I wouldn't trade for anything in the world. It has revolutionized my life. It changed my life completely as far as, you know, just dealing with people in general. Go to the grocery store and speak to folks and say hi with a smile on my face and love and joy in my heart. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. And we're about to run out of time, so before we do close this show up, I just want to say thank you for being in my life. And thank you for the man of God that you are. An honor to be a part of this ministry with the one that I love. I want to try to pray us out. We only have a few seconds.
Okay. Well, I want to thank and praise God right now for the privilege and the opportunity just to be used in. We thank those that are listening, and we hope that something has been said that will help you to draw closer to God and receive the love that he has for us, because his son died so we could live. We give him the praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good prayer. I just want to thank you for it. And we're hoping that you will come back and listen with us. We are the Love Walk Ministries. International Ministries Incorporated, and our show is Perfecting the Ordained Love Walk, Perfecting the Ordained Love Walk. And remember, no matter what you're going through,
the lesson
is always love.